Yeah, what's going on? Dang, Erica, I ain't did that in a minute. I need to get back to that.
I thought you did it last week.
Maybe. What's going on, everybody? We are back with another episode of From My Experience Podcast, and I had to pull some resources. We're going to get to my special resources that I had to pull. I had to grab some good brothers that I went to Claflin with. They had to come save the day, because y'all know we not a hip-hop podcast. We not a music podcast. We don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old-school hip-hop head. Erica, I have no idea what you listen to.
Exactly.
What is that? What do you listen to?
Everything, but nothing at the same time.
Sounds like me. I listen to all kind of stuff. So I'm like, you know, y'all, we could not. The Kendrick Lamar Drake beef was just too much to try to ignore. And it's not something I want to gloss over, because I do still love hip hop, even though I'm stuck in a specific era. And this was monumental. So I was like, damn, how me and Erica gonna have a full-fledged conversation about this? Because like I've said before, like, I got some of Drake's music, I got some of Kendrick's music, but neither one of them are truly in my daily rotation. And again, nothing is wrong with either one of those artists. I don't have a problem with their music. I don't know them personally or nothing like that. They just ain't in my rotation. I'm just an old head stuck in his own little thing, right? But I wanted to give this a fair shot, so I had to reach out to some people that we're gonna introduce right now. That is the guest music playing, y'all. Yes, we have not had a guest in like three. Oh, no. We had Dr. Ashley Dash not too long ago. It's been a minute since we had some guests. But ladies and gentlemen, we have three special guests. Three homies that I went to Claflin with. All three members of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. My other brothers, I love those guys. That's one thing I love about Claflin, man. We're unified. We was in different orgs, but we was unified. We was cool with one another. Most of us. But we got Mr. Joey Hilton. He is a rap artist and an artistic artist. You know, he gets down with the brushes and the photography and the Photoshops and the Adobe products. You know what I'm saying? Got him on the show. We got my man Shane. Shane has put out some music as well, but now he is a family man and a fan. And we got Pat, aka Saint Pat, who is also a hip hop artist, joining us for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Oh man, great weekend, man. I'm gonna call them young rappers, but they're the same age as us. But they had us up late this weekend, man.
Yeah, man, it's been nonstop, basically.
Yeah, it's been entertaining on my end. Like, really, like, caught me off guard. Thought it was gonna be like one or two songs, but they've been going strong for 2 weeks now.
I think that's what shocked me the most. You know, and we just gonna get into this, y'all. We gonna go song by song, but just an overview. I had no idea how this was gonna turn out. I know Drake for being the king of petty, having a bunch of relationships and resources, and just being super popular. And Kendrick kind of reminds me of a Nas. I come out when I want to come out. I put out thoughtful music, and I lay low. And I'm just like, man, this reminds me of Jay-Z and Nas. But I'm like, I don't know how it's going to turn out. We got the internet now. We got super fans now. It works a lot differently now. But boy, did we get some surprises, did we? So sure. We just going to go through each song. The first song, well, I don't know. I think first I didn't listen to First Person Shooter. I don't know if that's where it started. But I wanted to start with Like That. What about First Person Shooter? Is there anything y'all want to talk about? Did y'all listen to that one? Or,
I mean, I think with First Person Shooter, I mean, after Cole said, you know, the big three, you know, Drake kind of sent his little shots, like, who the goat, you know, and everything. So I think that's what kind of started from. But, you know, if we go back all the way back to the BET Cypher and all of that, that's kind of when it, you know, where it kind of actually started from. Mm-hmm. But over the years, they were just throwing the little subs at each other. But officially, you know, it took off with First Person Shooter.
Okay.
But see, I don't agree with that, because I think Kenny kind of was in his feelings a little bit to start it off, because he said sneak dissing. You know what I'm saying? First person shooter. If you got to sneak this me, I'm not even going to pay it no attention. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal, you know, way that I feel about something. If somebody ever were to like try to diss me, if you sneak dissing, nah, you got to come direct.
Yeah.
That's just my personal.
And my take on it is, I think Kendrick was supposed to be on first person shooter.
I heard that.
But he declined. He declined. And yep. I think with J. Cole, me being a Carolina boy, he been begging for smoke for years in his raps. So I was like, yo, he's begging for this. So that's my take. He shouldn't have pulled out of the battle, but you know, I'm getting a little ahead of myself right here.
I don't think you're begging if you sneak dissing though.
Yeah.
Like you're not begging. Like you're going about it in the most timid way imaginable. And I think if they were trying to sneak this, then that's flaw on their end. But at the same time, I got to give a little bit to Kendrick too, because I mean, he reacting to sneak this. So
yeah,
first person shooter.
But you know what? On Cole's side, I don't think Cole was really sneak dissing, to be honest with you.
That's why I say
because if you look at Cole and Kendrick, you know, they're closer than Drake is with Cole. You know, because remember back in the day, they were supposed to do that joint album and everything with Cole and Kendrick. So they're like, you know, two peas in a pod, because they kind of, they're very similar from the way they move with no social media. You know, they don't really care about the fame type thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think Cole was really throwing subs. I think Cole was, in a sense, trying to get all of them to like, you know, click up. You know, sort of like a Watch the Throne type thing. But Drake being Drake, you know, he's a very emotional rapper, emotional person. So I think when he mentioned that big three, it was like, no, I'm the GOAT, you know?
Yeah. That's, I have my own old school thoughts about that, but, I digress. So let's say it started there, right? So then we have Like That, which is a smash hit, in my opinion. I think that song goes up, but Kendrick finally really set it off. And some of the disses that I caught in there was he was talking about how Prince outlived Michael Jackson, because I think Drake kind of refers to himself as like the Michael Jackson of the rap stuff. He references All the Dogs specifically. So like that was that the name of Drake's last album? And then he called Drake's music a light pack. And then he also referenced the first shooter. And then he said, you know, what did he say? Did he actually say fuck the big three? It's just Big Me?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So he said that. So basically he set it off. He was like, fuck y'all, it's just me. So boom. All right. So what are y'all thoughts on Like That? Did I miss anything? What are your takes, thoughts, feelings?
I love it. I thought it was going to be, you know, that's it. He go Kendrick, this Drake, and that's going to be it. I ain't know it was going to be like an avalanche of things to come after that. But I love it. That's hip-hop, man. Y'all know we from the 90s, 2000s. Y'all know Jay-Z, Nas. We like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I just did kind of criticize Kendrick a little bit for reacting to the sneak diss, and to me, that's my favorite thing in this whole beef is his verse on Like That.
Yep.
Because it got all of the elements. I mean, it's got a good flow. It's over a dope beat. He really going directly at them, you know, with some content. I mean, that verse has everything. So that's my favorite anything in this whole beef situation.
Wow.
And I'll say, I'm going to jump in real quick. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Shane. I was about to say
you go ahead. Real
quick. Yeah, so from a design perspective, we all learned to be a you catch people off guard, like the marketing. Like I never expect Kendrick Lamar and Future to be on the song, so even that caught me off guard.
Yeah,
yeah. I forgot the technical name for it or whatever, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Future go on there too, though. Let's not just slide past that.
Yeah.
But you know the crazy thing about Like That, if you really pay attention. When Kendrick was on that song with him and Baby Keem, when he was like, I'm smoking on your top five. When I heard Like That, it literally threw me back to that point. Especially when you see the video, he's shooting out the car and everything like that. I was like, ooh. You know, I kind of knew it was coming, you know, because Kendrick has always stated that he's not part of that big three at all. So when Like That dropped, I mean, I knew it was gonna be like a massacre, one way or another. Either a massacre from coming from Drake in, or a massacre coming from Kendrick in. You know, because it was up there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely something you have to respond to. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, sneak this, you don't have to respond to. But when you coming, like, he was coming on Like That, you know, off top, Hole was going to have to respond. Drake was going to have to respond. Like, that's just what it was.
But you know what? When you really look at it, I think that video kind of made Kendrick mad, the Spider-Man meme. When Cole said that, and he was saying, like, how many him and Drake, like, the Spider-Man meme, if you watch the video or whatnot, I think that kind of set Kendrick off to a point, like, okay, y'all want to make a video, do the Spider-Man meme, Bay 3, and all of this right here. And I think that made him spaz out more on Like That.
It just seemed like he was just waiting on anything to grab a hold to. Oh, no, he was. To do that. Like, that's what I'm saying is like the flaw part of it to me. Like, it just seemed like he was just sitting there waiting for whatever he can latch on to go at the boy. That's just how it seemed to me.
Okay. Erica?
Oh, this was a banger.
It is a banger. It is a banger.
And people were already putting it on the backgrounds for like the TikTok videos and Twitter and everything. It was very catchy. Yes. Very catchy.
That's the other thing, man. It hurts when the diss is part of a bop, which we're going to get to that later. Because people give him Kendrick credit for one bop, and they should be giving him credit for two. But anything else on Like That? Anybody?
It's a smash hit. The energy of
it. You can't forget about Metro and his role in all this.
Hey, Rob. Yeah. Rob, that's probate music, man. Imagine you about to come out, that song comes on, you taking shots with your LBs right before you walk out there.
Hey, we might never mind.
But you know what? Let's be honest though. That Metro beat,
it's crazy.
It really hit on that song.
Yeah.
Be crazy.
Because it brought that energy to that song.
Yeah, and like so Metro did his thing. Kendrick really showed his ass. Like when I listened to all of these songs once, because I was like, I can't put all this energy in me. I was like, I want to listen to it once and get what I can get. But I did listen to Like That Border once, hit like Kendrick's verse, like his artistry and his creativity just came all the way out. The sounds, the voice changing, like the creativity was just all there. I was like, yo, he really went stupid on this. And then he's dissing them at the same time. I was like, he's letting them know, like, hey, you come, I'm outside. Come outside. All right. Drake's, I'm skipping over Cole's because he bowed out, and I don't even remember First Person Shooter, and he pulled it down anyway, so I just kind of left that out. But if y'all want to talk about First Person Shooter, you can.
No, 7 Minute Drill.
7 Minute Drill, sorry.
Yeah, 7 Minute Drill.
Yeah. I'll just say this. One of the things that I hated about Cole bowing out is that you don't have to get into all this stuff that Drake and Kendrick is getting to, like the personal stuff and all that. You could just have a rap battle, you know what I'm saying? But somehow his emotions and stuff got the better of him, and I guess he felt like, or maybe he had some inside information that it was gonna get this ugly, so he bowed out. But I would have preferred him to just stay in and just have a rap battle with somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's hip hop.
I agree.
Go ahead, Shane.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I think, like what Pat said, somebody told J. Cole something. He got some dirt somewhere, and K-Dot was about to go crazy on him. That's what I think.
So, with me, I'm kind of glad he did. And this is the reason why I'm glad he did. This wasn't like a battle rap like a Lion's Den, you know, back in the day, to where you got two people sparring up and just going at each other. We all know with hip-hop battles, especially on the mainstream side, you have to take it to that level. You know, you just can't have just a friendly bout. You have to take it to that level. And I think with Cole, he has so much respect for Kendrick that he didn't want to blow up this bridge between him and Kendrick. You know, just because, I mean, we live in a time period right now, they want their dirty laundry. That's what they want.
They do.
You know, they don't want no, oh, yeah, he got better metaphors or, you know, double entendres. No, they want the dirty laundry. Bro. So I'm glad that he kind of skipped out that. And later on, came to find out, this is what they say, allegedly, Schoolboy Q contacted J. Cole and told him that, hey, you know, step out of this. Allegedly, that's what they say. But I'm glad he did.
But, bro, look at like that. Ain't no dirty laundry on like that. Nah, he just going at them boys hard. The personal stuff, what it devolved into, that came later, bro. Cole could have stayed right there on that level with something like that or 7 minute drill. You know what I'm saying? He could have stayed right there at that level. Now, if Kendrick took it personal to him first, you know what I'm saying? That's another situation. But the two actual first songs, you know what I'm saying, was like that in 7 minute drill. It went none of that personal stuff on there. So
he could have kept it right there. But just from the audience, the masses, they would have been like, huh, you know, this ain't what we thought it would be. Bring Drake on. You know, Cole, you step out, bring on Drake. You know? Yeah. And I think honestly, Cole knew just from, you know, different mental standpoint, those two Ben wanted to go at each other head.
I think so.
Ben wanted to go at each other head. So let me step out of this and let them two just dish it out.
Yeah.
I was Cole. I could probably speak for Pat and Shane. If y'all were Cole, I know definitely Pat. Pat is not bowing out. Pat is going to go at everybody, right?
Exactly.
Well, the thing about it is, yeah, but I'm gonna go at it on some rap stuff, because honestly, bro, like, I don't know, they must got like private investigators. Like, how are they so much into other people's business? That's what I don't get about this particular beef. Like, I just wouldn't be a good beefer if that's
I'll be damned.
No, but Pat, details like the crazy details. I ain't about to go.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm
glad you said that. It was right there on Drake's side. It was just right there. You know, Drake posts everything on social media.
He does.
All of the headlines. Everything was just right there,
bruh.
You know,
I've never been to Drake's page. Easy. Like his Instagram, his nothing. Like, I'm not on. Like, bruh.
I don't even know if I follow him. I've come across his stuff vicariously by accident a lot, especially since I jumped back on Twitter. Yeah, he and the boy, when receipts started coming out, I'm like, God damn. Like, when I look at, you know, we don't know what's true, what's a lie, but when you look at the perception of the evidence and the photos and videos and interviews of Drake in comparison to Kendrick, it's no comparison, bro. Like, I might have saw, I don't know, two or three things. A lot of people refer to Kendrick's music, but like Drake, there's so many pictures. There's so many videos. There's just so many moments. But we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. All right, moving along. push-ups. So Drake officially responds. Don't want to give this take right now. I got to give this take right now. I'm going to go ahead and give this take.
Okay.
For me, Drake's biggest reminds me of Jay-Z and Nas so much. Drake's biggest mistake to me was not focusing on Kendrick. Every song, he focused on multiple people, and I really think that fucked him up, because I think that's what fucked Jay-Z up against Nas too. Because when I go back and listen, I'm like, yo, you didn't spend that much time on this man. Even when they talk about Takeover versus Either, I'm like, if y'all listen to Takeover, he didn't talk about Nas very much in Takeover. He talked about Mobb Deep and some other people, but I'm like, he didn't really go at Nas that much. And as I listen to these songs, I'm like, ooh, this dude, he's putting out 7 minute joints, but I'm like, you spending 4 minutes on other people. But I just had to say that. But anyway, so, and again, if I miss anything, y'all let me know. So, and push-ups, at the beginning, he has the Who Kid. If you don't know who DJ Who Kid is, delete your iTunes. That's a shot at Kendrick, because allegedly, or according to Drake, Kendrick's manager, one of his best friends, fathered one of his children with Kendrick's baby mama, wife, fiance. I don't even know what their status is. That's how out of touch I am. Fiance. He boasts about his touring power, saying he can go overseas. He said backstage, you was all in the friend zone. So there is a video footage of like Kendrick and Drake meeting and blah, blah, blah. I think Kendrick went on tour. Drake took Kendrick on his first tour, I think. He said he had a size 7 shoe. He did have some rebuttals in there referring to like that. He said his last album wasn't good. He said Kendrick needs to check his contract and his splits. His label was Top Dog was making him do music for the white people. He gets more love in LA than Kendrick. He mentioned his wife. He said something about bodyguards like Whitney, so he brought his wife's name up first. Disliked that. He called it a little song. He said his verse was weak, and he said he didn't have support from Top Dog anymore. That's everything that I caught. So anything else y'all wanna? What are y'all takes on push ups and anything that y'all missed? Or I may have missed.
Me personally, I like.
Go ahead, Joe.
The push ups was good, really good. And I said, okay, it's about to take a turn for the worse after this. That's how I know it was getting heated up. Talk about size 7, and he told Metro to make some drums or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the funniest line on there on Drake's side, man. Yeah. That was funny.
He made some drums, nigga.
Mm hmm. I said, I know he's about to get turned. Yeah,
push ups make some drums. Push up was definitely a bop, but like, you know, Drake being Drake, you know, you don't never bring somebody's wife into something like that. He didn't learn from Pusha T when he mentioned Fiji.
Hold up though. Is it the wife, the fiance, the girlfriend? Like what?
His fiance. Sorry about that. His fiance.
Question. Does fiance ever expire? Is it an expiration? That's a question for Erica. Does fiance ever expire?
Yes.
If you've been a fiance since 2015, like then you got to come up with another word at that point.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 9 years.
But again, I don't know. That's just what I heard on the song, and this is the only way I'm gonna get this information because I'm not going to these.
They've been together. They've been engaged for like that many years.
Oh wow! Okay.
I mean, but did Kendrick though came out and say they got engaged in 2015, or like is it, you know? Because remember now Kendrick told Drake, "You a master manipulator."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I don't know their relationship. I ain't fact checked none of this.
Yeah,
I don't know. They were engaged, but I don't know if that's a thing now, regarding like the most previous diss tracks.
Yeah, it expired. It
may have,
but that was the fatal flaw for Drake by bringing her into that beef.
Yeah, he started the personal stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite disses is hit him up. You know what I'm saying? And it started off first off up. You know what I'm saying? So it's always been that way, but not this way. Like they really, really dig it. They really dig it.
But one thing, the difference between that diss and now, remember, Pac had done got shot in Quan Studios, and they were trying to say that Biggie then was linked to that. Once you done shoot me, it's already there.
That's true. That's true.
It's already there.
Yeah. That's true.
If you think about Nas and Jay-Z battle, remember Jay-Z was talking about smashing Nas' baby mama?
Yep.
Yeah.
Talking about the car seat, skeeted on the car seat, dog. But see, people that was after like Ether. Yeah, people didn't like Super Ugly. They was like, man, you taking it too far. But today is the opposite. Maybe Super Ugly would have been a good comeback to Ether. Today.
It would have been knows? Today.
Oh yeah, today it would. Yeah.
But I think Super Ugly just wasn't a good song too. Like the beat and even Dame Dash years later was like, why would you do that? Like I would have told him, like, I don't know, he must have snuck off and did it. I would have told him not to put that out. But yeah.
I mean, we all know about Ether. We ain't even got to touch on that.
Yeah, we ain't
got to touch on that. Yeah, somebody, I ain't going to say. Well, yeah, I got to say this. I love Charlamagne Tha God, but Charlamagne Tha God said Takeover was more culturally impactful than Ether. I'm like, bro, people still use Ether as a verb to this day. Kids who probably haven't even heard the song still use it. I'm like, there's no way, bro. People be holding on to that. And then the fact that Jay-Z already admitted he lost on his own album, but I digress.
I didn't know what Ether was until I heard the song. I didn't know.
Right, the education rap, he got us.
Yeah.
So, anything else on push-ups?
No, but you were right. He shouldn't have went after everyone. Just focusing on Kendrick.
Everybody you know go after him, artist. Though. Everybody no, but, go but, after but Drake. You don't see everybody no, going after Kendrick. You got to defend
no, but,
yourself.
No, but this is the thing. At Drake height, at his stardom and everything, I don't got to respond to Ross. Ross, you're not my lover. You know what I'm saying? Future, Ross? I don't got to respond to
you. You mean lyrically or what you talking about?
No, I'm just talking about, like, if I'm looking at the whole chessboard, right? If I'm looking at the whole chessboard, I got Rick Ross, I got Future, I got Metro, I got Nav, I got all of these guys right here, and Kendrick.
The Weeknd.
First of all, I'm not, you know, in the Weeknd. Sorry,
he'd be for
in
rappers weekend, and right? R&B singers.
So basically,
and Chris gotta, Brown.
Yeah,
I don't think that this is like a coincidence. It like. Ain't. I think people just like to go at Drake, bro. And maybe he egging on a little bit. I don't know. Maybe he, a douchebag. I don't know. But I know that he got to defend himself at some point.
Oh, yeah. But the thing about it is I don't got to defend myself to Ross. I don't got to defend myself to Future. I'm going for the person that I know. No, for real. I'm going to the person that I know want all the smoke. And that's Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not on my level. Kendrick, yes, he is the boogeyman. You know,
nobody's on Drake level at certain things. Like as far as like that pop appeal as a rapper, nobody is on Drake's level. That's so he shouldn't just go at nobody. No, he should go at anybody that's relevant, like Ross, Future, so all of them that's going at him.
So let me ask you this question right here. Look, because you brought that up. Is Ross really relevant to where Drake needs to waste his time and energy and go to him?
Yes.
In what way?
He rose
songs, social media presence.
Yeah.
Lyrically, Ross can make songs now, but as far as like battle rap mode, nah.
But he hasn't been active music wise.
He hasn't been active.
Battle rap, it's beef too. But bro, I ain't gonna lie, I probably catch more clips of Ross on social media than Drake. Maybe that's just the way my timeline
curated. I'm tired of seeing his damn mansion. I'm tired.
Yeah. I don't follow him, but it just be up there. But
he's
I see more
stupid
of him than Drake.
He's stupid on there too, bro.
Oh, yeah. BBL. And that's probably why. Cause he like him and 50 Cent, he like the down south 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like Ross is very petty too. So Shane, he relevant.
It was interesting.
But at the end of the day, you gotta look at the whole chessboard. And I think that's where Drake failed at. He was playing checkers while Kendrick was playing chess. You know what I'm saying? Because, they said little slick things, but this big three comment, the stuff that Kendrick said was directly at you with energy on a whole nother level. You know, dumb boys, they ain't even on your radar. You know, they're not even on your radar. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, the reason I brought that point up is because, again, I don't listen, but like that was the only thing I heard. So I'm like, well, what happened before like that to make you come at everybody? Like that, you got Metro, you got Future, you got Kendrick. Okay, where is the dissing to these other people coming from? Are you just letting off steam because now, all right, since I'm going at Kendrick, I'm just going to put everybody who's pissed me off and I ain't said nothing yet? Or was there other music that we missed? I don't know, because I was just like, that was interesting, but we could
small shots.
Okay, we could move on. Woo! Oh well, before we move on, anybody else push-ups? Erica,
just thinking of that video of Kendrick doing the push-ups in the yard.
I laughed
about it. Yeah,
I absolutely laughed. But I'm like, laughing at someone doing calisthenics is hilarious. All right, now we get to the shits, in my opinion. I didn't listen to the other AI song because I'm like, no, we're not. I personally, without even hearing it, I was like, that's corny as fuck. Me personally.
And he had to take it down.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. Did y'all want to touch on that? Did y'all listen to it?
I ain't listen to it.
Which one?
That the song Drake did. AI. What was it called? Taylor Made Freestyle?
With Tupac.
Yeah.
Taylor Made
Freestyle.
Yeah.
I listened to it
once. Yeah, in Tupac and Snoop.
I listened to it once. Pac, one of my favorite rappers ever. I'm a huge Pac fan. Like, don't do that, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
He didn't even have Pac flow. He had Drake flow. Pac voice.
I did hear some of that.
But you gotta give him some point. Well, you don't got to. But I give him some points for, I mean, is he the first person to do that in a beef?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Or probably the first major person to do it. Like, and it's, so it's innovative to a certain extent.
It is. Give him credit for that. Yeah.
But, yeah. So I give him like 5 points for that, and then I take off the other 95.
But you know that with that, but you know with that whole song Taylor made, he exposed his hand on that song. You know what I'm saying? By having Tupac say like the things that he knew Kendrick was going to say, he exposed himself. You know, you didn't have to say anything about the young girls or anything like that. You didn't have to say anything like that on Taylor made.
Interesting.
You know, it. He tried to do a reverse psychology type technique, but you know, it backfired.
It's a one-time listen. It's a skill for me.
Yeah,
I ain't listening. I heard like 3 seconds on that. Like I can't do
it. I say I'm not doing this. But kudos to Drake for bringing the modern era of music full circle by bringing AI into beef. Erica, did you listen to it? Any?
No, okay. I did not.
Okay, for me. These next two are probably my favorite two in the entire beef. And that would be Euphoria is next. It's Euphoria, and then, you know, Kendrick pulled it back to back. He dropped Euphoria, and then he waited, I think, a day or two, and then he dropped 616 in LA. So, Euphoria. Let's go over the disses that I caught. He said he could predict the angles Drake was going to come at him from. He called him a paranoid actor. He said Drake was going to fabricate stories based on Mr. Morale. That turned out to be true. Drake wants acceptance. That's when he first hit him with the sex offender pacifier line. I make music that electrify him. You make music that pacify him. I'll double down on that. Oof. That's when he first called him a master manipulator. Called him lame. The have you ever? So questioning his lifestyle, said he will park him, which means whoop your ass in slang. Teased him about his braids. The YNW Melly line shot at him and Cole was tough to me. He brought up the Pusher T beef. Said he will whoop his ass again. He said the beef should be friendly. He did say that. He said he hates the sneak dissing. So to y'all point earlier, that sneak diss and piss Kendrick off. He dissed the women that Drake smashed. Again, he said Drake's life was fake. He said Drake has no classic album. He has fake abs. He said he would extort him. The crowd he hangs with is weird. He's obsessed with fame. He made fun of him for continuously calling himself a boy, referring to himself as the boy. He's like, where's the man? He said Drake doesn't like women, and not in the sense that he's gay, y'all, but he just legitimately does not like them. He hypersexualizes them. He questioned them as a father. He talked about the cease and desist that went out for Like That. Email receipt came out about that later. ghostwriting allegations came out. Ooh, he said his crew came to America imitating culture, in a sense. Yep. Referred to Drake as Crody, which is also the name of Drake's cat. I saw that receipt. So I think he was calling him a posse at that time. And he joked about Drake getting robbed. That's what I caught in Euphoria. Yep. As far as
so you know what y'all, you know what you miss, Rob?
What I miss?
Drake produced the show Euphoria. It's about teenagers having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember that. We covered that last week on the pod. Yeah. There was a lot of hidden meaning and messages behind this. Yeah.
After Euphoria, if I was Drake, I would have quit. Like after that, like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Crody.
I mean,
yeah.
Kendrick showed his ass on that song again.
Yeah, I mean when you really look at it, Euphoria was character assassination.
Yeah,
that's all that was.
The way he started the song, we got to fight when I see him. If you ever start a beef track with me, that calm and melodic and peaceful, I'm fighting you when I see you. Because you was mad disrespectful, but you was mad cool about it. I didn't like that. I was like, yo, you got to fight him. Sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Nah, Euphoria.
No, that was just character assassination.
I mean, it was a dope rap song too. Like, yeah. Lyrically, how you switching up the flow and everything. You know, let alone the content that he bringing with the beef. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing that I would say is I hear some people saying that is, I mean, it's not a bop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't have to have that every time.
Yeah.
Like, some people like that every time. Yeah. But that would be my only critique of Euphoria, is that some people are saying that, you know, it's a little hard on the ears to listen to. They just want to, you know, some easier to listen to, basically.
Interesting. I don't think any of these songs in this entire beef are hard to listen to, personally. I thought they were all at least good. Some better than others, obviously. But that's interesting. Thank you for pointing that out.
No. Yeah. I don't mean it's not good. You may understand me wrong, or maybe I didn't articulate it well enough. Hard on the ears is it deals with whether it's sonically pleasing or not.
Okay.
Easy on the ears. Gotcha. You know, something easy on the ears you could just listen to, move to. You almost don't even got to be listening to the lyrics.
I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the criticism that I have heard people say, not what I would say about it. I love it. Yeah. Personally, I can get into introspective music like that. So it's good for me.
But, you know, we're in a time right now where a lot of people, they want that surface level diss. You know, they don't want to dissect or really read into the lyrics or look at the lyrics. You know, they just, like how you said, Pat, they just want that, you know, they want that little dump, that little, okay, I can groove to this, you know, I can bounce to this. Or better yet, is it club friendly, you know, in a sense.
And they want to hear a line and just automatically be like, ooh, like right away. You know what I'm saying? They want it to know what you're talking about. And let it be some scandalous stuff and just keep it moving over a good beat. That's what people want. I feel like a lot of people.
I know what part a part that you miss, Rob, is he said, "I hate the way to use something." You know, he was referring to DMX.
Yeah.
DMX was dissing him on Breakfast Club. and Drake put up something from a movie.
Yeah.
A white.
Yeah.
And they were showing
10 things
showing
I hate about
how white.
You.
Yeah. That, I didn't know the name of the movie, but that was showing how white Drake is. Proving against Lamar's point.
Yeah.
No, but Kendrick Lamar stole the white boy thing from Rosé, though.
Yeah.
Oh, white.
Yeah. He stole the white boy from Rosé.
Let's take it deeper. When anytime a black person does something, we've seen on CNN, Fox News, or whatnot, the first thing they do is destroy your character.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first thing they do. You know, and with Drake, they seeing Drake as a white boy, they're like, okay, you white boy, we're going to flip it on you.
Mm.
We're going to destroy your character before you can destroy my character.
Mm.
Well, Drake ain't white, so.
He's not white. He's mixed.
But he's not white with the culture.
He attacked half of them.
Yeah.
Half of his character. Because those receipts came out too, and I was actually extremely.
With the whole racist thing with his mom.
But even, some of his cultural stuff, like before that came out, he clearly did a 180. Like, the first half of his life was like, we going to be over here with my Jewish white side, I guess, or Jewish side. Hold on, let me not get my cultural words mixed up. Not the black side, whatever the other side is. Like, he even called Canadian slang, like, I forgot the word he used, like, disgusting or ignorant or something like that. Yeah. He had the accent. Like, yeah, guys, really. Like, he was very, like, when I saw them videos, I'm like, is this really this guy? Like, what is happening? Like, this ain't the guy rapping on these songs, is it? So, yeah.
Well, if I can, you could pull up some old videos of Tupac.
Oh yeah,
where he is not
with Digital Underground,
not Thug Life.
Yeah,
he was an art student. Yeah.
He was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people can change, bro.
You can. You can.
People can change. Yeah.
That's true.
You can.
Now, whether doing it to try to take advantage of a culture or not, that is for people, the onlookers, to make their own judgment. But I know people can change.
That's true.
All I'm saying.
That's true. They find them, but you know. I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake being that tough.
Oh yeah, that was diabolical. Like you talking about them at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, that was on time, Shane.
Anything else on Euphoria?
Nope, this is a masterpiece. That's all. No.
Yep.
I really like that song and the switching of the flows. Y'all funny. All right, 6:16 in L.A. Kendrick living up to his word, hitting Drake with a back to back. He talked about survival in the beginning. He said somebody lying. He doubled down on Kendrick, doubled down on who he is as a person and showed a tremendous lyrical talent. That's what caught me the most about the song. I was like, this motherfucker rapping, boy. Yes. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was supposed to listen to these once. I listened to it about 3 times. Anyway, he boasted more about like his ability. He dissed academics. He brought up OVO being snitches, so Drake snitching. He questioned Drake's character. He joked about him spending money for information. He talked about how OVO is not a solid crew, and how they're going to use propaganda in the beef, and how Drake is using bots online.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't prove that was Drake, but bots did suddenly.
Yeah.
It was, what's the shit? It was like iRobot, bro. I'm like, where are all these fake comments? Yeah, so... It was some light shots in there, but I think that's a really dope song though.
Is that the one where he talks a lot about like Drake having a mole in his camp?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think he hit on that a little too much, and that's my only critique of that one. But yeah, like you say, definitely dope. He was spitting. Like I just wanted him to move on from that a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you look at it, Euphoria, Character Assassination, this one right here, the 616 in L or 616 in LA, this was more like a psychological warfare. As to say, hey, you got moles in your camp. You got snitches in your camp. You can't trust your camp. You know, and as a person, that'll make you second guess a lot of things.
Especially if it's happened to you before.
Yes, it happened to you before. It'll make you second guess a lot of things because you know what 40 gave pillow talking, gave that information to Pusha T, you know. So it's like, you know. So that was more of that psychological warfare that Kendrick brought onto.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Rapping definitely was dope.
I still want to know what else Pusha T knows. If I ever meet him, I'm asking him. It's the first question I'm asking him.
I know he knows cocaine. That's it.
with 6:16, y'all missed that's Father's Day. That's the day OJ went to trial, so he's also saying he's sonning Drake. Ken Lamar is a genius.
Joey, are you over there googling stuff?
No, I was looking at it, and then John, you know, he said something passed by like John Stockton.
So yeah,
Karl Malone is a known pedophile, and they found a picture drinking Karl Malone.
Yeah,
That was in the last one.
You know, I googled the wrong song, man. You bring yourself up too early and stuff. Yeah,
Erica, did you?
No, but
oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was gonna say, Erica, did you listen to 6:16 in LA?
No, but I did hear a lot of people saying kind of like the consensus on Twitter was that it's kind of like Kendrick made almost like a 18-19 minute long song and he's just chopped it into certain parts, and that's where Euphoria 6:16 came in and everything, the way that he was able to drop them back to back so fast. Unless he was just in the studio mad at Drake like crazy. Just stupid.
Interesting. Any other thoughts?
I don't think he did it that way. I just think Kendrick, I mean, like Jay-Z can go out there and just no pencil, no paper, just rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wayne can do the same thing too. I think with Kendrick, he basically was like, okay, you know, I listened to this right here. Let me hop in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, let me go ahead and lay it down and everything. But if he did do it that way, I mean, that was very calculated.
Yes.
That was very calculated if he did it that way.
And people were also saying, like, the way that Kendrick, like, he already the way that he dropped it, he already knew what Drake was gonna attack him on to. So I think that was, I don't know how he came up with that and already knew what Drake was gonna say to him in the diss.
I have thoughts about that. One, I did not listen to Mr. Morale. Like I told y'all, I'm not really invested in either artist. Though I do side more with the type of music that Kendrick makes. But he said, he talked about Mr. Morale in the earlier diss track. And then apparently a lot of people are bringing that album up. So that was basically Kendrick basically pulling a Eminem 8 Mile and just sharing all this shit and all this personal stuff. And I mean, that's all the dirt you're going to get is what I gave, was what I gave you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it seems that I'm going to go listen to that album now because I think it'll give me a different perspective. But it seems like Drake just pulled a lot of shit from that album because there's no one coming out saying anything negative about Kendrick.
Yeah, like, exactly. Drake did like mention one of the songs from Kendrick's album too in his diss. So yeah.
All right. Anything else on 616 in LA before we move on to where it gets crazy?
One last thing.
Yeah.
The picture. You know, when I first saw it and I saw the glove, I didn't realize it was the Maybach glove. The first thing came to my mind was OJ.
Yeah,
when I saw that glove,
the cover art, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Family Matters. Drake showed his ass.
He did.
Drake showed his ass. Like this was where I think Euphoria is where it's like, all right, other rappers are kind of like, oh shit, I need to really be ready if I'm gonna beef with somebody, and then Family Matters was like, yo, this is like those two songs. It was like, to me, like the getting to the peak that I think that really just set hip hop on fire. It's like, yo, these boys spitting. So, Family Matters, they shot a music video. Drake got time, bro. he starts, oh, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more. That was hilarious. He starts the song by saying nigga, called Kendrick PC. Said he ain't a rat and admits to being robbed. Said he stole his man. But he said he stole. He met Kendrick's mans and stole his man's main squeeze. Kendrick's begging for attention. He rapping like he trying to free the slaves. Backfired like a motherfucker on him.
Yeah, I did.
Sure did.
He called him. Sure I know I sound biased, y'all, but I am. So shut up. I'm talking to the audience, not my guests. I told y'all this last week. He called Kendrick a fake activist. He said he doesn't help his hood. That backfired on him real bad. Real. Pause. Side note. That line backfired on Drake like a motherfucker because Kendrick removed all the copyrights to his songs and is letting creators play his music. And people are talking about how much money they have made since this beef started because Kendrick did that. Backfired. I'm so biased. What else he said? Blah, blah, blah. Called him out for marrying a mixed woman. Damn. You know, I'm really trying not to be this biased, but now that I've listened to all the songs and I'm going through what each one of them dissed him about, and I'm looking, the contradictions are standing out a lot more now. Because, you know, you said he married a mixed woman, but then you called her a fiance later. All right. Let me stop. Let me be fair. Let me be more fair. I'm just saying. He said he's unfaithful. Said his man's is the father of one of his kids, so that's when he officially accused him of that. He was telling his wife to shake her ass. That was disrespectful. He was saying, hands on your knees. called him little and short in very creative and hilarious ways. I laughed so hard. I almost Googled how tall Kendrick is. I really did. So-called... He said, which one of my so-called niggas needs to catch a bullet? Is everyone against him? I guess he was kind of saying, I'm not really paranoid. Like, you saying my crew got a mole, but I'm not really paranoid. He called him Rakim. He said he should have modeled instead of rapping. He accused K-Dot of having a ghostwriter on some things. He asked him to come fight him because he's handing out ass whoopings. He said he called he accused Kendrick of calling Tupac's estate to have the song taken down, telling me a freestyle. He said Kendrick's pops got robbed. Shut up, Robert. Yep. That was wrong, too. I'm sorry, it was wrong. I heard that song off that album. That was wrong. He said Kendrick is number one because of him. He called him a fake thug because he called him Bishop from Juice. He accused him of hitting his wife. He said him and his wife broke up. He said y'all ain't married. Oh, so he did it in the same song. He said he's rapping for the whites again. And then he said he hated on Cole because he wouldn't let him shine.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Did he address the Dave Free situation in there too?
Yeah, that was the one where he did that. Yep.
Yeah.
How you gonna skip over that, man?
I said that. He accused his man of having a baby with his woman.
Oh, his man. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I can say,
that's a long, bro. I was taking these notes. My thumbs started cramping up. I was like, damn, y'all talking a lot of shit about each other. And we ain't done. So,
I mean, one thing I can say is he did come with three switches.
Yeah.
Remember, Kendrick was like, you better come with three switches. So he did switch the flow three times. I think that the last part was his best part. That's when he was sitting in the Chinese restaurant or whatnot. The last part was the best part.
He dissed him with them cakes. It was like happy co-parenting, happy divorce on the cakes. A lot of visuals. Yep. He had Tupac's ring. He had a lot of music, iconic items that he had bought.
And a lot of people didn't like that.
A lot of the West Side didn't like that.
Yeah.
I ain't really seen the videos like that. I just listened, man. Maybe I gotta go back and watch the videos.
He smashed a car from Good Kid, M.A.A.d City, the van.
Yeah,
someone fact check that, but go ahead. These niggas on the internet be pissing me off. I'm like, y'all need jobs.
A lookalike.
Yeah, they said it was the wrong brand, but y'all, is it that deep?
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
The crazy thing about it was he had a ring designed just like Kendrick Lamar fiance ring.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In that, he had it on his neck where he was showing it. And it was basically the ring design, just like her wedding ring.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at beef. I'm not doing all that, man.
Yeah.
You're going to get these bars and that's it.
And it was a long music video. That song was like 7 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, they probably pay people to research, though. They probably got a few, 50,000 go find all the dirt on them and bring it back to me.
I did want some Chinese food after watching it. There's a theory. So I'm skipping ahead a little bit because later we find out Drake saying he had Kendrick fed fake information about the daughter.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
In the video, there's like a poster of a girl like in the background. You can't really make it out, but they're saying, oh, that's her. She was in Cole's video. That's the fake girl, blah, blah, blah. There's not enough information surrounding that. We don't know if that's true, but we'll get to that in a wrap up. But that was probably, at this point, that was Drake's strongest song. But he had to come out swinging because Kendrick had kind of bopped him in the mouth at the push-ups with two joints. So, anything else on Family Matters?
I mean, I was...
Shane, I need you to turn on the light, bro. What are you doing?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I had to get up and go turn it off.
No Diddy.
Yeah. No! No, you didn't!
Talking about Diddy.
Hey.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
I've been listening to too much Drake.
Oh, my God.
I'll be damned.
Might should have had a video for that one, man.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Anything else on Family Matters? Yeah.
I think it's neck and neck, though, between push-ups and Family Matters, man. I don't think it's too much of a gap at all, bro.
On Family Matters, he did the same thing.
He did.
He didn't really go back on Kendrick, he brought everybody else into it. He went back at Ross again. He went back at ASAP Rocky, So it's like, dude, just focus on Kendrick. Stop trying to,
Man, them two songs that Drake can go perform somewhere, bro.
That's true. He is going to do that.
Yeah. Like, I like Euphoria better than both of those, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I would say that they both of those are better than 6:16 though, but at this point where we are right now in the timeline, I'm on Like That verse and I'm on Euphoria, and then under that I got push-ups and Family Matters. That's why I am.
All right.
Yeah. Boom.
I agree with you.
Anything else on Family Matters? All right. Then within the hour, because people say 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Within the fucking hour, this menace, Kendrick Lamar drops Meet the Grams. And I'm going to quote what I said on Twitter. Listening to Meet the Grams, like, for those of you, because I don't watch them, for these people who like these docuseries about serial killers, I felt like this was the audio version of that. The music,
yes.
His tone, again, his artistry, man. It's just completely different guy than the one that was on Euphoria 616. It got so very serious. This is a long-ass breakdown. All right. He wrote a letter to Drake's entire family, including him. So with his son, he apologizes that he has that Drake is his dad. Accused Drake of using escorts. He told him he doesn't need the code switch. He needs to work out and not get surgery, basically. Drake got peed on.
What? Don't,
that was confirmed by T.I., bro.
And yeah, they said, I did hear that story a while back.
Yeah, don't hide your kids and carry yourself like a man. Sandra and Dennis, Drake's parents. He talks about how Drake treats women. He said, y'all raised a master manipulator. He used that phrase a lot.
Yes.
He's using his dad to prove to be black. He has a gambling addiction. Drake should die. He hates black women and hypersexualizes them. I said that earlier, but I misplaced that one. That was here. He employs sex offenders. Other artists in the industries are helping him get away with these heinous things. He leaked his own video of his meat just to push his agenda further.
That.
The NBC is going to get raided soon, and he tells other celebrities and their families to stay away from him. To the letter, I call these letters, to the alleged daughter, Drake is not active and only cares about his music and likes destroying families. That was interesting, because Drake has been accused of messing with a lot of people's girls. He's a drug user. He buys sex and he encourages her to avoid men that are like her dad. Basically describes Drake as the type of guy she wants to avoid. Then he talks to Drake and he says, you have no integrity. You're childish. You have a drinking and gambling problem. You're addicted to sex. You're bad with money. You have a bad... He told that brother to get ayahuasca and cleanse his soul. Jesus. He ain't been through nothing. He craves entitlement. He seeks validation. He disrespects his mother. He doesn't know which side of the family to choose to identify with. He's a body shamer. He lied about religious views. He lied about the surgery. He lied about his accent. He lied about his crew. He lied about the ghostwriters. He lied about his son. He lied about his daughter. And he lying about Kendrick.
He spanked him. I mean, clearly, Kendrick just ain't gonna make no basic track. He's gonna go to creative levels that, you know, I don't think Drake cares to go to. Like, I think Drake just cares that, hey, I'm gonna put this out and everybody is gonna like this. Like, they ain't even gonna have to think about it. I think Kendrick goes to like a deeper level that's gonna resonate with a whole bunch of people and, in my opinion, be better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's gonna resonate with as wide an audience as like a Drake song.
Yeah. Drake is, he has that, he got the golden touch, man. He got, I keep comparing him to Jay-Z and Nas, though they're different, but like Jay-Z had that. Jay-Z could put something out and it's gonna rock, it's gonna play, and people gonna love it. Drake has that golden touch, especially since he can sing. So he really has, his core audience is crazy, it's worldwide. So that was one thing I was worried about with Kendrick. I'm like, bro, you going against literally the world,
so
this was shocking, but y'all takes.
Kendrick reminds me of like the junior in high school that's the best student, and Kendrick got to remind Drake he's the teacher, a little surprise winner.
Wow.
That's what he did with that song.
Hey, he ridiculous, man. Like, he he just takes the creativity to levels that who would have thought of it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm with
it. But you know, even with that right there, I think Kendrick, he kind of plays off the level of the producer, because you know the Alchemist, he made that beat.
Yeah.
You know, and so with it being so, you know, like a horror film type thing, it was like, to me, and this just to me, it felt like Kendrick was like, I'm on a God type level, and I'm talking down to you, to everyone associated with Drake. You know, I'm talking down to his son, you know, giving him the jewels and telling him what not to do. I'm looking down at the parents saying, hey, y'all are horrible. Y'all raised a horrible son. You know, this is y'all working, to the kids, them. And I'm going to piggyback on the kids. A lot of people are like, oh, you know what? Drake don't got a daughter. You know how many people out here that got kids but don't claim them?
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch. Let's be honest.
Look at Brian McKnight.
Yeah, and will not take the test. You know, and what was so funny when he was talking to Drake, he didn't call Drake Drake. He called him Aubrey.
Aubrey, yeah.
I have to say, I'm not talking to the character Drake that you already established and, you know, got everyone's like, oh, Drake, Drake. No, I'm talking to Aubrey. I'm talking to you. And when he was like, you lied, man, that felt like, that felt so scary. Like,
yeah,
you know, like someone talking to you from like the afterlife, or yeah, you know, saying, hey, you lied about all this. Yeah, with the echo and everything. So it was good, and I'm glad he dropped it within the hour of Family Matters.
That's crazy.
Because if he didn't, I'm gonna be honest with you, if he didn't, it wouldn't have hit as hard as it did.
I don't think so.
Just to be honest with you.
It killed the noise before it could even start. Killed the noise.
Yeah. And then the fact that he called it Meet the Grams, you know, you're saying he got a leak in your camp, and some of this stuff really, I'm about to skip ahead again, but some of this stuff really just, it makes both sides of that story compelling, the narrative of I fed you this and the narrative of you have a leak, because based on what Kendrick did, you have a leak. But yeah, if you fed him that, because clearly he had to know Family Matters was coming, because how you know to name it Meet the Grams, and you know, you make a family theme song. Mm-hmm. He makes a family theme song and drops it right after you. He either heard it or someone told him about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there were any rebuttals in there either, so that kind of has me 50-50. I was like, well, he didn't really rebut anything. Drake was doing more rebuttals at this point, I think.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It was very, very interesting. All right, anybody else? Meet the Grams.
I don't know if this is the right song, but I know one of the songs Drake said he fed him information, and then he turned around in the same song and said that whoever gave him the information is a... He said two different things in the same song. So either you fed him information. Last one.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the heart.
We're going to get to that.
Okay, yeah, I figured it was the wrong song.
That song was one of the best things he could have did. All right, so off of Meet the Grams. This fucking menace, Kendrick Lamar. The next day.
That's my favorite song.
Yes.
The next day. To me, this this put him far above. The next day, he drops Not Like Us. And this was a monumental song for hip-hop for quite a few reasons. I'm going to get to the disses. I'll get my take, and then I'll let y'all go. He called him... I'm sorry. The song is playing in my head. He called them certified pedophiles. OVO. All of them. He called Drake a bitch. He flipped his line. A minor. That was hard. He flipped Drake's slave line from earlier with the goddamn history lesson. Boy.
He sure did.
This mug put a history lesson in a bop, and it was a diss at the same time. He said Drake has a fake style and basically doesn't have his own style. OVO is pussies. He smashed Wayne's girl and got Wayne's face tatted. I'm biased, but I'm trying not to be super biased, but that receipt came out. He called him a 69 God. He used Atlanta to steal their style and make money and get street credit. He called him a colonizer, and then he called him OV hoes. And that's what I got from that one. But I do want to say this, and this is what this is one thing that's really this is probably the only thing that really irked my nerves. All the people talking about, oh, Drake did this for you, Drake did this for y'all. I'm like, if Drake did not stand next to the people he stood next to throughout his career, he would not have the street credit that he has. Like, Wayne helped him a bit, but Wayne was, like, on the way out. So it's like he was more of a mature Wayne where he's like, all right, Wayne, we know you're not doing that. So Drake needed that street cred because we still like, okay, you was singing Drake. And I was like, oh, you trying to rap now? What he rapping about? And then we see who you standing next to, and they're giving you street credit. So it was mutually beneficial. But he called him a colonizer because we did hear Drake take some people. Oh, I'm going to stand next to you, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you got their style.
Yeah.
And then they get pushed down. And it's like, oh, well, I'm Drake. They're going to think it's mine. So, all right, not like us. So, and I say it was monumental for hip-hop because it is a West Coast anthem. It was in the clubs the same night.
Yeah.
And on all kinds of TV networks, NBA, the Dodgers are using it in the stadium, but I digress. What are y'all thoughts on Not Like Us?
But you know, that's a deeper meaning within it. He brought it back to the West Coast. Drake, make some Canadian music.
All right, y'all. We're going to end the show on that note. Because I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Toronto might have their own little niche rap scene. Who knows? I don't know. But
Oh, you go ahead.
I thought that this one, and I mean, obviously, the Light That verse, these are the two that Kendrick can take out on the road and go, you know, hype up the crowd and really, but like you said, he still got a history lesson in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just take it somewhere that you wouldn't think he gonna take, like, every single time. Every single time. Yeah. That's what I like about Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Even on a DJ Mustard beat. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I love it. He did some on a dance track. After that, I was like, man, Drake, time to quit.
Missed him on some hype.
It was bad. Erica, you said that's your song?
Oh, yeah. As soon as it came out, I was like, man. I was like, and also because they were playing in the clubs, like even companies like and brands were chiming in on like social media. They were using it in like clips and stuff like that. You had Deshaun Jackson. He was doing some dance to it too. Like everybody was doing it. And had us doing like two steps to it, but also just because, to your point, Pat, where a lot of people were saying that Euphoria, that wasn't like a song to like listen to, like you put on this, that, the third. So I feel like Kendrick, he was like, okay, well, I'm also going to show you I can do this as a banger too, because kind of underestimated Kendrick in that aspect. Where he was like, you know, I can make this songs, I can make them into like club anthems, this, that, the third. Kendrick reversed that on him, which I liked. And also, it was just way too catchy.
But you know, I think that was Kendrick's back to back.
Yeah, basically, you know?
He did two back to backs. He dropped Euphoria and he dropped 616 in LA. Then Family Matters came out. Then he dropped Meet the Grams. And a day later, he dropped Not Like. He did two back to backs on Drake.
Yeah.
It's crazy. No,
I mean, like, remember what Drake record back to back when he dissed Meek Mills and he just became like a national anthem or whatnot?
Playing in the clubs, I mean, everything.
Drake will be got nominated for the rest of his life.
A Grammy, didn't it?
Oh, dang, it did.
I think got nominated.
Wow.
I think so.
Grammy nominated as a diss track.
That pissed me off. That pissed me off because, you know, growing up in Philly, you know, and Meek Mill was a damn battle rapper, bro. You were a battle rapper. And you let
battle
this
rapping
guy.
And beef ain't the same thing, bro.
That's
battle
true.
Rapping and beef ain't the same.
That's true. Yeah. I'm on
and
tour.
I think Drake's kind of.
Booth.
I think Drake's kind of used to winning certain things like that, like with Meek Mill, and then even the beef with Pusha T. Like people kept saying back then that Drake, he had better like bangers, like his songs get better rotation. So he's been underestimating Kendrick on that field. But I like Not Like This. That's funny.
I was dancing to it.
Someone pointed out that that's the first time, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, that's the first time he did like a pure West Coast bop type of song. Like even the way he rapped, there's like Kendrick has never done that. To my knowledge, I don't know, but that's what a lot of people said.
He's never done that.
Yeah, he like embodied the West. That's that beat is stuck in my head too.
And so many, even so many people in Toronto are saying that they like the Kendrick one too. And I'm like, okay. Oh.
Drake can't go to no parties.
Because also, no parties. So much has happened or like been released since Not Like Us with on social media with like people saying like, you know, like you weren't supposed to go to a Drake party like if you were in high school, things like that. Because,
Dang. Yeah.
No comment.
So...
Yeah, no comment on that one.
It's a lot of clips and interviews and everything like that that just sparked up after he dropped Not Like Us.
That goes to show you, like, when people love you, they will sweep the most questionable shit under the rug. These receipts ain't new. This stuff old. Nope. It's like before I had a beard, before I was really rap. Like you, these are, and I'm just like, some of this stuff, I'm just like, oh, y'all made this was easy for Kendrick to get this stuff. Like he didn't, he almost ain't need the mole. But yeah, he made a certified bop, and a lot of people called it after this. Like a lot of people called it the history lesson. Was just that, and it the history lesson hit too because back to our point earlier, people saying you know Drake being jumped and. You know, multiple people coming at him. A lot of people said that. And I'm like, well, what happened in those relationships? Like, people don't just turn on you. Something had to have happened. And I don't know whose fault it is. We don't know who's lying. But it's interesting because you've made money with these people. Y'all have benefited off of one another. So why is the relationship sour now? Like, what really happened? I don't know. But
that goes back to what I said early on is like, I don't think it's a coincidence that everybody just be going at Drake. And I'm not saying who it is. I'm not saying maybe let's just play devil's advocate or Drake's advocate. Maybe people get jealous of him because they really can't stand next to him. And he really is the biggest in this. You know what I'm saying? So if he stand next to you, it can only be for a certain amount of time because eventually he might outshine you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a little bit of that. Or maybe it's something else. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's human nature.
I think it's women.
That comes up a lot.
I just gave that long answer, and Shane, that could very well be it. Jeff, what you said.
Think about it. He slept with Wayne girl while Wayne was going on an 8-month bid.
Yeah, you know? That's nasty work.
So most of the time I think it's about women. Like I think Drake, he's that type of person where it's like, I'm gonna take your girl or I'm gonna smash your girl behind your back. You know, type thing. So I think that's what it's mainly about.
You know what? That could very well be it.
One of the disses too that he took his main squeeze, took somebody's main squeeze.
If you look at Jay-Z, you look at Beyonce. People hate Beyonce for no reason. She don't bother nobody. Look at Jay-Z. He's too old or he like a camel. But Jay-Z did nothing but rap his ass off and gave back to the community. So I think Drake is at the top of the game. Light skin. So easy target.
Not as easy as people thought based on this beef.
Okay.
There's definitely some hate there. There's definitely some envy there. There's just a lot of underlying things that we'll never know because we don't have these relationships. But, you know, Drake has changed because this wasn't who he was. But now you're this guy. And I think I might have deleted this before I wrote it out because it was just too much. But it's kind of like I'll use myself as an example. It's kind of like I ain't a street dude. I ain't no thug dude. But I know how to handle business when I handle business, but I know dudes who really about that life and I can hang with those dudes and I can be next to those dudes. But one thing I'll never try to do is act like I'm one of them because they're going to know that and they're going to eventually get tired of it and pull my card. Like they know Rob is a good, cool dude, nerdy gamer dude. You know what I'm saying? He'll scrap if he need to scrap. He got the thing on him sometimes when he need it, you know, but he's a good dude. He ain't about that life because I'm not. But I also don't act like I am about that life and that I came for that and that I forgot who I truly am. And I think that's some of that identity crisis might be kind of what's happening here, because it's like, you know, like we said, some of the receipts have come out and we've seen what you used to be like and who you be, and then now we got this music and it's like, so you super thug now and you putting money on people's head, like, what, bro, you was on Degrassi, like, what changed, you know, what changed in your life to where now you bout this life, like, what happened in your later life to where you bout this? I mean, I don't know, we'll never know, but it's interesting, but I definitely believe some hate is there, because there's always hate in oh, yeah, rap music. But I digress. Anything else on Not Like Us?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ooh, Kendrick, you a diabolical nasty man. You did it right before summer too. You a nasty.
Didn't he do it right before OVO Fest?
All right, we're gonna end the podcast on this. I think The Weeknd and Future and them have a concert the same weekend as OVO Fest too, because I think OVO Fest is 2 days and they're coming up there for a day or something like that. We're gonna see Drake. We're gonna probably have him blocked and not let him come to Canada because he play like that. I've heard. Yeah, Pusha T said he can't go back to Canada. They won't let him in. So the day after Not Like Us, Drake drops the Heart Part 6. And I may be giving him too much credit. I don't know. But I think this was the smartest thing he could do. And spoiler alert, in my opinion, Drake lost his battle. But this last track made it closer than it was before it came out to me. So in this song, he claims Kendrick is spiraling. He denies being a rat again. He called Kendrick desperate. He said he fed him the information that medication and gloves were a joke. Why isn't your wife denying anything? Your wife isn't following you on Instagram, but your man is following your wife and putting heart pictures under your child's image. You haven't seen your family in 6 months. You said you were molested on your album, and that's why you're making all these pedophilia jokes. He denies the pedophile accusations. He double or triple down on the fact that your wife got pregnant by Dave Freeze, whatever his name is. He denied pedophilia again. He disses him talking about streaming numbers. He called him a woman beater. And he said he listens to R. Kelly. Or he apparently, Kendrick put out some type of tweet defending R. Kelly's music or something like that. I didn't catch that. He called him a clout chaser. He called him a liar at the end and said, I'm going to paraphrase. He basically said, Kendrick, I know you got 10 more records, which he does probably. He says he's the one that motivated him to rap, and everything he said. When we gonna get to the truth? Because everything I'm saying in my shit is facts. Pat, look at Pat's face.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I was Drake, I would have waited a week or two to respond back. Just to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because you could have responded to like that with another hit. Like how everyone said, like how Charlamagne and Joe Budden, all of them were saying, hey, I'd rather him wait and cook and have something good than just to wave the white flag like that.
I didn't take this as waving the white flag, bro. Like, I actually really like this record, because I think the mood of it is really good for me, because it's almost like he's taking the tone of like, I feel sorry for you, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like with the whole, I guess him supposedly getting molested thing. And, you know, I like the mood of the song. I like Drake flow on there. I think it was a good one. It was one of my favorite ones from Drake.
It was a good song. I agree. It was a good song.
But this is the thing, even with the molested, if you listen to Miss Morale, that wasn't about Kendrick. That was about Kendrick's mom.
I ain't never caught that. I mean, that caught me off guard. I listened to Miss Morale in the Big Step.
On Mother Eye, that's what he said on talking about his mom. That's why I hate to say this. And y'all gonna be like, damn, Shane. on this record right here, The Heart, I can tell Drake didn't have assistance.
Right. I heard people saying that too.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah. I could tell. He didn't have his ghostwriters, he didn't have his homeboys in the studio with him. I could tell because he sounded defeated. Even when it got to certain parts, he was like, you know, just trying to catch up. And I'm like, yeah, I can tell you wrote this one here. You penned this all by yourself.
What you're taking as him sounding defeated, my ears are hearing him trying to come off in a tone like, dude, I feel sorry for you. I ain't about to keep going back and forth with you. Like, you got all these demons, you beating women and stuff like that. Like, that's what I hear. That's what my ears
hear. I'm going to tell you the reason why I say that right there. With the Meek Mill's beat, when the Meek Mill's beef, actually, Dre didn't stop. He kept on going at Meek Mill's. Even after he won it, he did the track. Where was it? After he won with Back to Back, he did the track where he was telling how Meek Mill's was at the hotel and they were playing the song all throughout the hotel and everything, that Meek Mill's couldn't sleep and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The beef was already over with Back to Back.
He didn't go at Meek this many times with this many tracks, bro. Like, we can count.
No, I'm saying after he won, he still made another diss track.
Victory lap, basically. Meek Mills.
Yeah, like a victory lap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You go ahead, Joy.
Oh, my bad. You done? I ain't gonna cut you off.
No, I was just saying that with this right here, he knew he was done. And you can hear it in his voice. When you hear him say that, I'm not gonna go back and forth with you now. That's waving the white flag. And at the end, when I heard the talking, I'm like, oh yeah, Drake done.
You can't, Drake done. You definitely can't say all my shit is facts with zero proof. But
yeah, that's what you saw on my face when is it though? Like,
and I said what I said. You and Shane's dialogue is the reason why I said this is the best thing it could do, because it's the element of doubt and unknown. He had after Not Like Us, he put that last bit of y'all don't know, and we don't have proof. He kind of brought that back up, and he did cop a lot of pleas, but he put that last bit of doubt in there to help save face, yep. I think. Go ahead, Joey.
I like
it. Oh, the worst part about that song was a good song, but everything he said has been proven that he was lying. Like, he didn't beat a woman. His mama was abused. There's a lot of things in there.
Yeah.
He didn't have his ghostwriter, Shane, like you said.
He didn't have his ghostwriter.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Drake on the still throw subs at Kendrick.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. He shouldn't, yeah. But he is. He's still going to throw subs.
What you say, Pat?
No, I said he'll catch a stray every now and then.
Yeah.
For sure. Erica, what are your thoughts? Did you listen to this one too?
Just here and there, but like when he was talking about Kendrick being molested, I'm like, you ain't hear the song, right? He's talking about his mama being molested and how traumatic it was because she kept saying, were you touched? Were you touched? But I also heard a lot of people saying that that was also him trying to like poke the bear too, because Kendrick mentioned that that was traumatizing to him growing up to be asked that question so many times when he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of Drake saying, no, actually you were basically trying to poke the bear. But also his wife doesn't need to respond. She's not in the beef. She's just let her be. Let her
fiance or whatever.
Fiance, whatever she is, just let her be.
Yeah.
Like, and also the whole like not seeing his family, this, that, the third. He admitted all of that in his album.
I heard that. So, yeah, I found that out later. Which dropped in 2022, by the way, y'all.
Yeah. So it was kind of like you don't really have any information on Kendrick to show us that he hasn't already admitted himself. And also the whole, I just don't care for the whole, oh, I fed you misinformation. I was like, why would that? like, I don't get why that would be your thing. Like, when Pusha T exposed that you had a child, why are you going to be like, yeah, tell him I have a daughter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, think of something different if that was the case, you know? I just feel like that was dumb. And also, all these rappers too, like, it's guaranteed one of them is gonna have another child that's just out there, like, you know? And also, if you go back, there's like a lot of different like women that Drake has had relations with, whether it's gone sour or not, like, and they have kids. Some of them kind of look like his kids, like, but I digress on that. And also, just keep talking about the wife, and it's like, yeah, but why does he follow her? Why does he follow her? It's like, why are you in the likes? Yeah. I don't know. Damn, it's just true. It also just shows, it's like, you keep coming for women out the blue for what, you know?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because Drake made he said a part in there saying that due to him being famous, or if he will, the whole thing about the kid thing.
He's too famous to go to, yeah.
Too famous to molest a kid.
To molest. I'm saying to myself, like, dude, you see Diddy?
Hold up, man. Like, we can't hold up.
I'll be damned.
That man ain't go to that.
Look at how long it took for R. Kelly to go to jail.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Hey, Drake did it on stage, though. They got a video of him.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
And after she said she was 17, Drake still kissed her.
Exactly. I'll be damned. On stage. And she coming out the woodwork saying, no, it was fine. You are a victim.
I'll be damned.
Scary thing about sweeping under the rugs, people started posting that the legal age of consent in Canada is 16. So I'm like, so y'all saying that it's okay? Like,
who cares what the right?
But this is the crazy thing about it. They're saying the legal age in Canada is 16. You know, I think in the U.S. it's the same thing too. You know what I'm saying?
Very state.
But
you know how you can save yourself from any of that? Just get with people that's actually like your age, or at least close to it.
Your age.
And also him bringing up Millie Bobby Brown. Dropped her, but I'm glad that he brought it up, because I'm like, you've been thinking about it. And also, people also been saying that the way that Drake wrote this was basically he was responding to more of like what social media has been saying, because social media, we didn't forget about Millie Bobby Brown telling us that you text her, that you said that you miss her, that you try to give her boy advice. You're a grown man. Why are you texting a 13-year-old like doing that? Like, that's weird. Like, if that was in a different scenario where it's just a grown man texting some 13-year-old girl saying, yeah, I miss you, when I'm gonna see you again. Hello, 911. That kind of too much.
This why I can't get into all like the social media and the blog stuff. I just want the music, man. I mean, I don't want to know the whole backstories about him texting 14-year-old girls. I just want to listen to Drake and it's not care about his personal life.
No, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of hard when you have Millie talking to Rolling Stones and have a whole interview about that, saying that, we talk about boys. Hold on, what did y'all? Whoa, you know.
Nothing against Rolling Stone. I'm actually a journalist. You know, that's what I went to school for, but I don't read Rolling Stone. So I ain't gonna see that. I didn't know nothing about that before this.
Yeah, she was interviewed.
I wish I still did. Yeah, she was interviewed.
But also, it's just also like I just think that whole situation is just weird, because you pointed out the one girl on the TV show and not the young black actor who probably does look up to you in some type of way.
Wow, like, you going to deeper levels. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Because I'm just like, if you say that this is about like mentoring and things like that, I'm like, why didn't you go for him? You went for the little girl. It's just weird. Mm-hmm. And also, because he's had too many like scenarios where he's been dating girls that like just turned 18. So it's all of it is just weird.
All right, I got a challenge. Since we've been talking negative on Drake for the last 10 minutes, say something positive about Drake.
Everybody, I liked his old music.
I like Drake's old music. I'm gonna be honest with you. I like his old music.
Drake is a hit maker. Drake is a certified hit maker.
I'ma say this. Kendrick lied when he said Drake doesn't have a classic album.
A lot of people said that was a lie.
He did release So Far Gone as an album later, even though it was first the mixtape.
Well, hold on.
People say Take Care as well.
Some people say he got three or four classics.
No, but look though. Who was? I don't think he has a classic.
Joe, I'll listen to Joe Budden's podcast. On Joe Budden's podcast,
So Far Gone is a classic. So Far Gone is a classic, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Drake got classic.
Yeah, some people say he has classics. I don't listen to all of them.
A lot of people say it too.
Okay, so basically with So Far Gone, right? That was more. How can I say it? We can't label it a classic because it was a mixtape, first of all. You know what I'm saying? It came out as a mixtape, and then he released it later on, you know what I'm saying, as an album. So we can't count that. So let's go ahead and X that out. Take Care was basically a weekend album. No, Take Care was basically a weekend album. Think about that.
No.
Listen to Take Care and listen to the weekend
on the song Underground Kings. Never mind.
I'm saying that's a weekend influence album. If you listen from Take Care from the beginning to the end, that is a whole.
Everybody influenced by somebody, vibe. Bro. No, it's not, bro. He's spinning all bars on there on plenty songs, bro. Get out of here. That argument don't make sense.
Go back and listen to Take Care.
I don't.
Go back and listen to Take Care.
I'm gonna have to download it. I'll say this about Drake. He is going to go down, regardless of allegations, present day. What date is this? May 7th, 2024. He'll go down as one of the greatest rappers / entertainers / pop stars of all time, if not top for a lot of people. Regardless of ghostwriting and all that other stuff, he'll go down as one of the greats, and he has definitely made some of the best music I've heard. Like, that's undeniable. He's undeniably talented and multifaceted. Like, you cannot deny that at all. And he showed his ass in this battle, and he made it a close battle. Like, I didn't know what to expect because I knew Kendrick could rap, but I'm like, I've heard more rapping and sneak dissing and shit talking from Drake, so I kind of knew what that was gonna be like on his end, but I didn't know what to expect from Kendrick. And then when things started to heat up, and then Drake put out two songs back to back calling Kendrick back out, like, all right, you dropped your little sneak diss. I'm like, all right, hold up, what's gonna happen here? And people like, oh, Kendrick writes slow and blah blah blah, and it had me thinking like of Nas, because Nas, that's all, don't get me started on Nas, because Nas, I love Nas, but I'm like, Nas had appeared like early in his career, Nas would drop periodically. Then the last 2 years, this month, he about to give us a seventh album in 4 years. Crazy, right? Yep. So yeah,
you know me and you, we talk about Nas all the time, man.
Yeah, so I'm like, Kendrick like just flipped this switch, man. But Drake gave him a run for his money, and I will say this and give this to Drake, because I have a sneaking suspicion he gonna put something out, maybe not a music, but put something out regarding, hey, I gave you this fake information. And I'll say this, even if he gave him fake information about the kid thing, which is what he pointed out, even if you removed that and say that was fake and Kendrick fell for it, I still got Kendrick winning. Like, it's a big blow against Kendrick, but I will still have Kendrick winning, because what about the other stuff? Like, the part of that is just the other stuff. There's too many things that are out there that are a little too creepy that line up with what he said. It's too creepy, man. But that's just the way. That's what I got to say about that. But Drake definitely showed his ass. He's a rappity rapper. I don't think many people moving forward will try to come at him or sneak diss him, or even want to beef with him after this, because like, he really brought it.
Or better yet, who gonna work with Drake after this?
Oh yeah, Metro went on a whole tirade on social media. Yeah. The BBL, see, that's Brizzy B.
Who gonna work with Drake?
They're still gonna work with him because people want to check.
Drake gonna have people work with him. He's worth money.
Younger crowd.
Yeah.
The younger crowd. Like, I still think he'll still work with 21. I think he'll still work with Lil Durk and everything. But
Lil Baby.
I mean. Yeah, well, I don't know. Because
Sexy Red?
Yeah, they want to check, man. People, if they want to check, because there's people, like, even during this beef, there's like, if you could sign with Kendrick, Ross or Drake, who you signing? Drake, man, I'm signing with Drake. Are you crazy? I want the Drake stimulus package. Yo, you get a song with Drake, you going number one. You going top five if Drake is on your song, just because all he got to do is sing and all the... If we don't buy it, the women going to buy it. That's the thing with him. Like,
yeah, of course the women going to buy it.
Yeah, and he's a crossover artist. Dare I say it? Does he even need hip-hop at this point in his career?
But he leaving with something.
You stupid.
he gonna take something from you. Something.
Yeah. I mean, does he need hip-hop to continue? He could just sing. I mean, that's the thing. Like, does he... At this point, he's built himself to a point where it's like, do I need to work with other people? I would say yes. I think some of his best work is with others, but... I digress, man. But in the end, I've already clearly said who I thought won. Who do y'all think won? Give your synopsis, and I'll let y'all go. I know y'all family, man. Y'all got jobs, and I definitely appreciate y'all joining me on a weeknight.
I think two people won. Of course, the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They won. You know, but overall, lyrically, the whole setup, Kendrick.
I think Kendrick won, but Drake did something for his credibility too, that he can hold it down against Pusha T, Meek Mill, and Kendrick Lamar. But to answer your question, Kendrick won. Kung Fu Kenny.
I think it was a tiny margin, and for me, that's saying a lot. Yeah. For Kendrick, for him to go up against the biggest dude. I ain't talking about the best rapper. I ain't talking about, you know, who is a better rapper. I'm talking about the biggest. I think all of us can agree that Drake is the biggest. And you can even edge out a victory over somebody like that. That, you gotta be crazy good to be able to do that. And Kendrick is crazy good, and he won by a tiny margin, in my opinion.
I give you that, because I'm still shocked by the numbers. The numbers are fucking my head up, man. Cause I'm like, I didn't think he's gonna get past. And I'm like, how is he out? Like, I think the first numbers that shocked me, and I think I tagged on Facebook, was how Euphoria was pretty on its first day was catching up to Push Ups, and Push Ups had been on YouTube for 11 days, and it had like just over 6 million. But Euphoria's first day was at like 4.5. I'm like, huh? But then I thought about it. Drake's core audience being, I would say, women. Are they even listening? Do they care? They probably might have tapped in, but did they really stay with it? Probably not. So I'm like, I agree with you, Pat, man. I think it was a small margin. It's interesting because I wonder if Drake does something like, oh, I fed him the fake information. Here's the proof. Will people change their mind? Is there anything at this point that could change their mind that would come out later?
It's too late.
I mean,
they love him too much, man.
If Kendrick was fiending for it, like, if it's some messages and stuff that come out where Kendrick's like, hey, man, I need something on Drake. I need to give me anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If he was fiending for it, but not really, bro. Like I said, I don't get with the behind the scenes personal. I just strictly off the music. I haven't even looked at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Like what's getting the most views and likes. I ain't even looking at that. I'm judging strictly off the music when I say Kendrick edged him out. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
If I was Drake, I wouldn't come back. I'll leave it dead, because word on the streets was if Drake did respond back, Kendrick has another song with him and Pusha.
Ooh.
I need to hear that. That needs to come
because
out.
They said that they saw Pusha T and Kendrick working together. You know what I'm saying? Man. So I just leave it there.
That need to come
go
out.
Go on and make your music. And, hey, it may come out on his album, because you know Kendrick has to be dropping soon.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
This will be the best time for him to drop. Right after beating Drake, this is the best time for him to drop.
And he already got the anthem. They say he need to shoot a music video for Not Like Us. He does need to shoot a music video for that.
Yeah. Austin in Canada.
All right, man. any final thoughts before I let y'all get up out of here?
Was good.
Go ahead, Joe.
It was a great discussion.
Now I'll just say it was good for the culture.
Any other final thoughts besides Joey being crass?
I think right now Kendrick needs to go ahead and battle J. Cole.
I just want to say, man, y'all can check out some of my music if you want to. Hit my Instagram, _SaintPat_. Yeah, check me out.
Absolutely.
See if I know what I'm talking about.
I'll put that in the description as well. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Shane got music too. Follow Shane, All-Star, and follow Metaphor King. We all Alpha Brothers with good music. And I want to wait to the end. We about to make a diss song for the Kappas. We dropping it tomorrow.
That would be hilarious, yo. Oh, my God. The Pyramids and Diamond Group would kill me for that. All right, y'all. thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for joining us. That was our take on Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. It was crazy. We got some great music. And we won. As hip-hop fans, we won. It got ugly. It got nasty. And, you know, it is what it is at this point, y'all. And who y'all got winning? Put that in the comments down below. Who y'all got winning? Or send me a message, rob@fmepodcast.com. Matter of fact, send your complaints to Erica, admin@fmepodcast.com. I don't need it. Y'all already know where to follow us, FME_podcast on everything. And until next time, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
I won't listen to your complaints.